show you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm motherfucker.
Good grief. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Beast of the Planet, it's Thursday!
Apparently somebody broke my headphones.
Oh, damn it. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Second day of Black History Month.
Who was even using my headphones?
I don't know.
The fact you didn't even notice they were broken until you started talking, though.
Well, now I can't plug them in. They broke the part that you plug in.
Oh, they broke it inside this thing?
Yeah, it was out here.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Black History Month. That's what happens when you work with a lot of black people.
Damn, sorry for you.
I have headphones.
We ain't even got another, but we'll find you another pair. We got another pair of pants somewhere.
Man, when you talk to N-words after 5 p.m., things like that happen, okay?
And
a lot of 5 p.m. N-words talking at this station after 5 p.m. That's what I just said, right?
Okay. You did. You did. All right. Well,
happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
There you
month.
Go. Last just night. Started.
Yesterday was my wife's birthday, so we went out to eat. We kept it local. We kept it in New Jersey, just around the house, because we got back because we were flying from L.A., and that was a rough flight. You're yawning, so you're still tired.
Listen, we was in L.A. How many days we was in L.A.?
One full day.
We landed on Monday. Tuesday.
And then we left Wednesday.
2 hours Wednesday.
I went on Saturday.
I got 6 hours of sleep that whole time we were there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a rough time in L.A. because of the time difference. We have to do our show there.
It's my fault, though, because I planned things wrong. So somebody be like, let's go to dinner at 8 p.m. So I got an 8 p.m. dinner meeting in L.A. Like, cool. But you forget, it's 11 o'clock back here on the East Coast.
New York time, right.
So by the time you spend 2 hours in the restaurant laughing and kikiing, it's 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's unimportant because yesterday... Beyonce made a huge announcement.
Oh, that's right. She sure did.
That's all that mattered yesterday. No one cared about anything else. I saw everybody posting a picture that Beyonce put out to announce that she is pregnant with twins.
Yes, congratulations to Beyonce.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with Beyonce. It became the most liked picture on Instagram.
It beat out Selena Gomez, who had the record before that.
Yeah, congratulations to her. She's having twins.
Yep, she's having twins. I need to find out where they're selling these kids at, man, because I'm about to do the same thing.
Well, like I said, it's usually in vitro.
That's in vitro, right?
Yeah, it's in vitro.
I'm going to make sure I get me a son, damn it.
Okay?
By hook or by crook.
But you know, they also say sometimes with the in vitro, you can have more than expected. So let's say you
can have four.
So you got four, you can have five.
So that's why Pharrell had triplets. That's why Beyonce having twins.
Maybe.
I mean, we can speculate that. We don't know 100%. You can't say, but.
It's still a blessing regardless.
Absolutely a blessing.
God said faith without works is dead. So if you got faith that you want to have another child and you put a little work to it and you get a couple twins or some triplets, why not?
There you go.
Okay, that's three more blessings just to raise.
There you go.
I'm about to do the same thing.
What, you going to in vitro?
I need a son, man.
You picking a boy?
Listen, I can't risk my karma no more, okay? My past karma, because I used to be a hoe. Being that I used to be a hoe.
I say try one more time.
Girls. No, try one more time,
because we don't know the effects of all the in vitro and picking boys and girls. We don't know the effects.
You just get you a little mutant at the least. Okay. At the least you get you a little
if
Steph Curry.
If you're not mad at the mutant, then it's all good.
At the least you get you a little Steph Curry, a little LeBron James, one of them hybrid freaks in nature. That's fine.
Okay.
That's cool. I have nothing wrong with my son being born with an adamantium skeleton.
Okay.
Healing powers of Wolverine. I don't see the problem with that.
Well, right. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend did that, and next they are planning to have a son.
Right.
So.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Pray to God and, you know, go see the in vitro person.
Okay.
Is that easy?
It's a vitro doctor.
Is it really that easy, though?
For some people, it's easy. For some people, it's difficult.
We got to bring somebody who does in vitro on the Breakfast Club. Like a specialist. In vitro specialist. What do they call them? In vitroins?
No.
What do they call them?
I don't know what they're called, but they're doctors. They're just doctors that do the in vitro thing.
Well, probably like a fertility specialist.
But yeah, fertility specialist. Well, but it's not that easy. For some people, they take it and it's easier. And for some people, they try for years to do it. And it's very expensive. Your insurance doesn't cover it. It's very, very expensive. Well, I had a friend of mine that tried like 4 or 5 times and it couldn't catch. And they got to pay every time.
Yeah, one of my friends actually did it and it took her 2 times. To get pregnant and have a little boy.
Well, I think that's a good investment. I'm gonna rig my next fight.
All right.
My next fight is rigged, damn it.
All right. Well,
let's
get into the show. Front page news, what we're talking about.
What do you think? If you had to guess.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. That's right. You know, Black History Month started yesterday.
So why are we talking about Donald Trump? Talk about Donald Glover.
Well, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and the whole entire White House office and things they've said about Black History Month. And Donald Trump had a series of phone calls yesterday and had some type of argument with Australia. Who argues with Australia?
I don't know.
People who don't like kangaroos.
All right. And also, if you're feeling good this morning, you're feeling a little positive and you want to send some positive love out to the world, call us up. We'd love to talk to you right fast. 800-585-1051. Here's Riri Needing Me. That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What else are we going to talk about? Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hold on.
What's that new phone is that, girl?
It's my phone. Sorry.
What kind of ringtone you got going on?
It's not a ringtone. I always read the news while I'm sitting in
Why
here.
Why you still got franchise boys? Oh, I think they like me as your ringtone. Grow up, Angela Yee.
It was an ad before the article.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, so Donald Trump had a phone call with the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, and he actually tweeted out, "Do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal." So that's one thing that happened. And apparently he had a series of different phone calls with different leaders. So they tried to say he was just a little tired. He was fatigued. But he also hung up on that phone call half an hour earlier than he was scheduled to. So he says that Turnbull is trying to send the next Boston bombers to America, according to a report. Now, here is the Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, talking about his conversation with Donald Trump.
As far as the call is concerned, I'm very disappointed that there has been a leak of purported details of the call in Washington. But I want to make one observation about it. The report that the president hung up is not correct. The call ended courteously. And as far as the nature of the discussion, it was very frank and forthright. I stand up for Australia's interests wherever I am.
I know nothing about Australia. I know Crocodile Dundee. That was based in Australia. I know Iggy Azalea.
She's from Australia.
I know kangaroos. I know every stereotypical thing about Australia. I know nothing about Australia.
Well, there was a deal that was reached under the Obama administration. The United States was going to accept refugees from Australia who are living on islands of detention centers. Many of those refugees are from the seven countries that are affected by Donald Trump's travel ban. Now, sources are saying that Trump doesn't think it's a good idea. It's a bad deal for the U.S. to take these refugees. According to Turnbull, he said it was for 1,250 refugees, and Donald Trump keeps on changing the number, saying thousands, 2,000. And these people would be vetted, very, very, very extremely vetted.
Is Iggy Azalea getting deported? That's what we need to know.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I used to think Outback Steakhouse was Australian food when I was little.
It is? I said I used to think. No.
Okay.
Why did you think that?
Because it's called the Outback.
Outback Steakhouse in Australia is Outback.
The nickname for Outback.
I used to think that they used to serve kangaroo meat and all kind of stuff. That's a true story. I know nothing about Australia.
Well, it's also Black History Month, and Donald Trump was actually speaking at an African American History Month listening session, and he had some things to say about Frederick Douglass, and it seems like he thinks Frederick Douglass is still alive.
No.
I am very proud now that we have a museum in the National Mall where people can learn about Reverend King, so many other things. Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice. Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, and millions more Black Americans who made America what it is today. Big impact.
Hey, I tell y'all all the time that these elite, rich Caucasians ain't thinking about us, and that's proof. You don't even know Frederick Douglass dead, okay?
You know what's crazy? Did you read what our Vice President Pence had to say?
I seen it.
He said, as Black History Month begins, we remember when President Lincoln submitted the 13th Amendment ending slavery to the states.
Yeah.
That was a white history
that
fact.
That was your Black History Month.
Hey, he just got to remind y'all.
That was a white history
fact. He just got to remind y'all Negroes that at any moment an executive order can be signed and the 13th Amendment can be null and void and your ass can be back in chains. Okay? And by the way, poor and disenfranchised white people, them elite rich white people ain't thinking about y'all either. All they thinking about is cash, money, that bread. If you can't get them rich, they not thinking about you. Okay?
Right.
Y'all going to learn the hard way.
That's our front page news.
All right. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, get something off your chest so you can have a great day, call us up right now. Again, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is Shaniqua, and I'm mad.
Why you mad, Shaniqua?
Because her name is Shaniqua, and that is a very, very Black name to have in Black History Month.
gonna have something smart to say. I just knew it. It's Black History Month. Come on now.
You're right, Shaniqua. Go ahead.
Why are you mad, Shaniqua?
I'm mad because yesterday I passed my final exams for the nursing program, but my husband is deployed, so he won't be there for graduation.
Oh, where he at? Where he at, though? Where he at?
Well, I can't tell you where he's at. They really don't tell us all of that. He's in the Navy, so it's just, you know, deployment.
Well, I'm sure he's very, very proud of you, and I'm sure he's upset he can't be there, too.
Yes. Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, Nurse Shaniqua, what's your last name?
Hemp.
Hemp?
Hemp / Garland / Lions,
because,
yeah, that's a long story.
Well, you need to shorten that, okay? Because Nurse Shaniqua going to look mad long on that little nameplate.
Well, congratulations to you and your husband for doing big things.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nick Jones.
Nick, tell him
Nick,
why
you just called, didn't you?
Yeah, we just talked.
Your name sound like a fad.
Tell him why you mad, Nick.
I said I'm mad because the television has been dominated by Trump. All news stations are pretty much Trump stations. So I think people need to just cut off the TV and go do something.
No, we need
and
to be aware.
And not know what's going on?
No, we need to be aware. We need to be aware. Don't tell people that.
Well, you should be aware, but, I mean, what's on the TV is just it's pretty much propaganda.
All right.
I don't think this one is propaganda, sir.
Nah. I don't know what to say to that.
This ain't the propaganda time.
I want to know what's going on.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kirby Duckton.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because ever since the earthquake happened in Haiti, nothing has been done. So I'm getting ready to move back and see if I could start a construction company and start building homes back for people we need.
Well, that's dope.
I'm not mad at that.
That's pretty good, man. Well, good luck with that, man.
You're really just trying to move out of America, and but you're just trying to have a good excuse, but I ain't mad at you.
Thank you.
You're like, I'm getting the hell out of here,
thank you
okay?
very much.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Marcus. I'm in high school.
Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey,
why are you mad, Marcus?
Because yesterday my teacher put me next to this girl that I completely despise.
Why do you despise her?
Why do you think girls are icky, Marcus?
Well, I don't think girls are icky. She's just like one of those girls who thinks she's all that.
She thinks she's bad and bougie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I can't take it. I just can't take it.
Why don't you just get to know her, Marcus? Just say, hey, how you doing? Why don't you have lunch with me? Why don't you have a conversation, Marcus?
You know that's the girl you're going to end up
marrying,
right?
I already did. That's why I don't like her.
Oh, because you said no.
Well, no, not necessarily. I already got to know her. Now I don't like her because she's...
Marcus, who's the little boy you want to sit next to in class, Marcus? Who's the little boy that you think is cute that you want to sit next to?
No one.
I don't believe you, Marcus.
Well, listen, Marcus, don't let this take up too much of your energy. You keep on being positive when you're in school, and you keep treating people well. You
That's
don't know
right,
what somebody's
Marcus.
Going through in their life.
Yeah.
No, you got to listen, Marcus. You don't sound like you're going to listen.
He's going to end up marrying that girl. You're going to end up falling in love with that girl. You're going to grow to love that girl so much. Watch. Mark my words.
No.
How old are you, Marcus?
17.
All right, Marcus. Well, you have a good day at school. Shout your school out, Marcus.
All right, thank you.
He ain't shouting that out so the girl knows he's talking about her.
You think the girl don't know Marcus with the little cute voice? Marcus' voice is very distinctive, okay? She knows it's you.
Marcus hung up. You see what you did? Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. But when we come back, let's change it up. Tell us why you're positive, why you have
that
a positive
That ain't the name
vibe.
Of the segment now. That
we
sounds
ain't got
cool.
no explosions.
It's
we
blessings.
Ain't got no intro yet.
Call and tell us why you're blessed and highly favored, okay? It's all about feeling good and feeling blessed and spreading some positivity in this disgusting, demonic, devilish world we in right now.
Give us some positive vibes this morning. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club.
And listen, The Breakfast Club, we pride ourselves on being a ratchet, righteous morning show, right?
Right.
So, you know, we do tell them why you mad, and people always been saying, yo, why y'all don't balance it out? So we want to see who out there is blessed and highly favored this morning.
A little positivity.
We need
in
it.
There.
Who is blessed and highly favored this morning?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Malik Muhammad.
Hey, Malik, man.
Shalom, peace. What's happening?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
What's up, bro? Tell us something good. Tell us something positive.
Y'all, man, how you doing, brother? I follow you.
Blessed, my brother. Yes, sir.
Good. My positivity, man, or my piece of positivity, an affirmation for everybody, is just bring joy to others, man. Try and bring joy to a random person today. Make somebody else's day.
Okay. I try to do that every day.
I try to do that every day,
every
too.
Every day. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, starting out, you know, I follow all three of you on social media. I try and put something out there every day for everybody. So, y'all
do positive.
Be all cool, right. You be cool, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, appreciate that. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Chuck Fernandez.
Hey, you want to tell us something positive this morning, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. I want to express some love to my partners, the rest of the cast of the Av series. We got the red carpet season 2 premiere going down tonight.
You on the show?
Negro, did you just call up here and do a commercial?
Yeah, he's on the show.
Nah, we got the Av. I mean, it's showing a lot of love. Black History Month, my cast is doing good. And Burning Guitars, we just finished dressing Rick Ross out in L.A. for the I Think She Liked Me video with Ty Dolla $ign.
Hey, ain't you glad you don't need all the fabric you used to need for Rick Ross since you done lost all that weight?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is AJ from D.C.
AJ, man, you got something positive in your life this morning, bro.
Sorry?
I said you got something positive in your life this morning, bro.
You live in D.C. You live in the backyard of the devil.
Hey, man, it's true, though, man. If you think about it, we the only nation in the world that got Sin City. Hey, think about that. But, yeah, for real, though.
What you calling
for,
bro?
Sin City. A place called Sin City.
Oh, I thought Las Vegas was Sin City.
It is, but they call that
Sin
City,
too. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. What you calling for, man?
But yeah, I'm just positive today because my Washington Wizards just moved up to fourth place in the Eastern Conference.
All right.
Y'all Knickerbockers.
Congrats.
They balling.
Thank you.
I was watching ESPN yesterday. They said that the Wizards got the second best starting five in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. So that's a little positivity out there. So we get some positive.
It ain't positive when you keep hanging up on the people in
there. That was positive.
Jesus Christ.
We gotta go through them. There's a lot of people calling them positivity.
At least let them say bye or see you later.
All right, well, that was a little positivity this morning.
Listen, it's called blessings, man. We're gonna get you. I already told the producers what to do. We're gonna get the nice little Big Sean, the blessings on blessings. And the little girl. Say, what's the little girl say?
Angelique. I feel blessed.
Yeah.
Riley Curry?
Yeah.
You little blessed. We're gonna freak it. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be a nice little segment we're gonna do every morning. Shmegman. You know what I'm saying? Little blessings. Little highly favored. All right. Schmegman is what you get when you're uncircumcised. That's that little yellow piece.
Okay. Now we got Schmegman. Rumors on the way.
Yes, we'll talk about Big Sean with his album coming out. We'll tell you what he has going on that's major this weekend. Also, of course, Beyonce.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Exchange, Bryson Tiller.
So tired of hearing that record. Can we exchange that record for another record?
I wish we could.
Can we?
Yes,
we can.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Oh, now because Barack ain't in the White House, you can't do nothing no more, huh?
That's right.
When Barack was in the White House, yes, we can all day long. But now we can't do nothing? Oh, okay. All right.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. We're talking Beyonce.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this definitely broke the net yesterday. Beyonce is pregnant. Now, she posted on her Instagram account, "We would like to share our love and happiness. We have been blessed 2 times over. We are incredibly grateful that our family will be growing by 2, and we thank you for your well wishes, the Carter."
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Carters, damn it.
That was nice.
That picture Beyonce posted was everywhere. It was actually the most liked picture on Instagram ever, breaking Selena Gomez's record.
Now, I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. That's my last name. But why does Beyonce feel so much like family? Why? Why when you see Beyonce pregnant with twins, you feel like, oh, gone, girl, that's our girl. Why? Why is that?
Everybody was posting, "We're having twins."
Because y'all don't feel like that with Ciara.
Well, Ciara's not as big a star as Beyonce.
But it's just a different connection. Ciara just don't have that connection, man. That's all it is. Who else? Who else pregnant now that nobody care about? Except for their family.
There's a lot of people pregnant
right now. Yeah, a lot of people.
And exactly. We're excited. And you know what? I didn't know that Pharrell was having triplets until he had them. Did you know about that?
No.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, just somebody slide me the number, okay? Because I'm going to make sure that my next child is a son.
Well,
okay?
Congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Now, she also had mentioned in her documentary Life is But a Dream before that she had had a miscarriage previously, and Jay-Z talks about it in his song Glory also. So I know they're excited for their twins on the way. Only issue is Coachella. She's supposed to be headlining Coachella.
Oh,
and he had no idea that she was pregnant. And Coachella is what, in April?
April, yep.
And she's, what, 4 months pregnant now, probably?
Well, y'all, everybody out there is going to have to just...
That's only 6 months.
You're going to have to realize that Beyonce ain't going to be doing all that dancing.
No, she ain't going to be doing the dancing and stuff.
She ain't going to be doing all that dancing.
Now, Beyonce does still plan to perform, but you never know what could happen. She had a tough pregnancy the first time around with Blue Ivy, where she was on bed rest. So it depends. But Coachella is constantly talking to different bands. It's a huge festival, so they can definitely find somebody if necessary to replace Beyonce, just in case.
Well, God bless the Carters. Drop on the clues, bro. Mm-hmm. The Carters again, damn it. And that meme y'all made of Jay-Z where he's under the veil is just so disrespectful.
It is.
Okay? So disrespectful.
I chuckled, though.
I didn't chuckle. I thought it was so disrespectful.
It was disrespectful, though.
All right, Keke Palmer is not happy with Wendy Williams. She went on her show to tell her why. This is all after Keke Palmer talked about being at a party at Trey Song's house and how she was secretly filmed, and the next thing you know, she's in his music video. She's allegedly about to sue him for that. Here's what happened on Wendy Williams.
Trey Songz used you in a song, and you tell the rest and what all had happened.
Well, you know, because you done told everybody, especially, okay? But I don't want to keep broadbeating that one situation. But I will say, Wendy, I would have loved to turn on your show and saw you be a little bit more compassionate and less accusatory and ridiculous.
I couldn't.
Why, girl? Because the gag is you wasn't there.
I mean, Keke not lying. None of us were there, but we can tell you how we feel. You sounded like a damn fool when you said you went to go hide in the closet.
Well,
you could have just left the house.
She also said, you know, a lot of times, because Wendy said, well, sometimes to save money, these artists would just shoot a video, have a party, and shoot a video. And Keke said, well, that doesn't make it okay. And we should normalize that.
Keke, the gag is you sounded high as hell when you said that you went to hide in the closet.
She did.
Okay.
All right, Alicia Keys, she is on the cover of Glamour magazine, and I liked a lot of things that she had to say. She talked about why she's such an activist, and she talked about being sensitive to other people's feelings. She said that comes from her mom. She raised me. It was just her and I. She would drop jewels on me and call me on it. Like, you know, it's not all about you. What about how someone else might feel? And that's the basis of activism, caring about more than just yourself. Then she goes on to say about her self-love. She feels there are certain things we come into this world having to defeat. She said, for me, I would not be surprised if a lot of women feel this same way. It's this thing of not being 100% comfortable with myself. And another thing that she said was talking about being beautiful. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't think that wearing braids was something revolutionary or iconic, but that's just how I loved wearing my hair. She said, I now recognize how you look is your statement because it's a claiming of yourself. You're saying, look, world, this is me, love me or hate me, I really don't care. And she said, that is revolution.
She's a really good and nice person. I remember maybe about 5 years ago, I used to talk about my daughter playing the piano, and I used to post all the stuff with her playing the piano, and it was her birthday. And Alicia Keys called out the blue just to wish my daughter a happy birthday and to say stay playing the piano. Just out the blue.
That's a big deal.
And
I
just thought that was dope. For A-Keys. She don't get enough credit.
She's an absolutely positively nice person.
And so if you can pick up this Glamour magazine, and one last thing I'll say is they asked her what would she tell her younger self. She said, I don't know if we tell women great news about themselves enough. You'd be surprised how often a young woman doesn't hear positive things about herself, not in her home, not at school. It's hard to create a beautiful image for yourself when you've never seen it or heard it.
By the way, that's very interesting you say that about Alicia Keys, because Swiss is the exact same way.
Swiss is absolutely
positive.
Swiss
is one of those people that would do things for you that he doesn't have to do for no reason.
We actually had to reach out to Swiss this weekend.
Yeah, we were looking at art.
I mean, this week.
We were looking at art, and before I made a purchase, I was like, what do you think? And he was like, well, when you get back, I'll tell you everything you need to know about art, what you need to invest in, what you need to buy, and everything. So,
yeah, my first really, 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 really big check in the music industry was because of Swiss Beats.
Yeah, Swiss is a good person.
I talk about it in my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create.
Good plug!
You can pre-order now at cedarbook.com, cthabook.com.
Plug.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Missy. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Guess what we're talking about?
Donald Trump in Australia, down under.
Wow, Donald Trump down under. When we come back, keep it locked.
Once again, every time I hear this song, I think of him.
Right.
Because when we was in a meeting the other day, and I don't know if Dennis was trying to sound hip or what, but Dennis said, I don't need y'all to be extra, okay? Always remember, too much sauce on anything is disgusting. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Dennis Clark, damn it.
Did he have that voice when he said it?
Yes, he did.
My goodness.
Too much sauce on anything is disgusting.
All right, well, let's get into front page news. Now, Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday, of course. The Patriots take on the Falcons. Who do you got in the room? Who you got?
I don't give a
you
damn.
You
got
to say
I got
somebody.
The Dallas Cowboys. That's who I got. You know why?
Because
I live in an alternative reality.
Facts.
Okay? Since we got so much alternative facts and fake news out there, the Dallas Cowboys versus New England Patriots, Cowboys will win their sixth Super Bowl ever in franchise history.
All right, Yee, who do you have?
Who should I be rooting for since I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan?
Atlanta or Patriots. If you're from New York,
I'm going to go with Atlanta.
All right, because usually New Yorkers just hate anything from Boston.
I mean, because it's Black History Month, and you know Atlanta's a majority Black city, and all the New England Patriots are Trump supporters. Well, at least Tom Brady is. You should root for Atlanta and during Black History Month.
All right, well, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump had a series of phone calls yesterday. One person he talked to was Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Now, they had a heated discussion, according to reports. Apparently, Turnbull wants him to honor an agreement. He's supposed to accept 1,250 refugees from an Australian detention center. Donald Trump does not want to do that. He said it was a dumb deal. He even took to Twitter and said, "Do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal." By the way, 1,250 is not thousands. Mm-mm. That's 1,250. Mm-hmm. But apparently, these refugees were supposed to be heavily vetted. They don't just accept them. You have to vet them and make sure that it would be a good idea. So apparently, that phone call didn't go well. Donald Trump got aggravated and hung up early.
Okay.
I know nothing about Australia. The only thing I know about Australia is Iggy Azalea, Hugh Jackman, because he plays Wolverine, and I used to think Outback Steakhouse was an Australian restaurant.
We've never had a problem with Australia. Those are our allies, so I don't understand how this could be happening. Now, Donald Trump, they're saying, also had a phone call with the president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, and he said to him, "You have a bunch of bad hombres down there."
Bad hombres.
"You aren't doing enough to stop them. I think your military is scared. Our military isn't, so I just might send them down to take care of it."
Man, so he's going to call the Mexican.
Who are you?
He just called the Mexican president the P word. I can't say the P. You called him a pussycat.
He definitely called him a pussycat.
That's what he basically said.
But
what's even more
insulting is him, "You have a bunch of bad hombres."
Bad hombres.
You try to throw some Spanish in the mix? Get out of here, man.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be all bad.
Yeah, sounds pretty bad. It's also Black History Month. So, of course, he had a Black History talk. He brought Ben Carson along because it's Black History Month.
Ben Carson. Hey. In Ben Carson's defense, he is Black.
He is Black. Okay. What we think.
Now, he also made a special mention of Frederick Douglass. It appears that he thinks Frederick Douglass is still with us.
"I am very proud now that we have a museum in the National Mall where people can learn about Reverend King, so many other things. Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice. Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, and millions more Black Americans who made America what it is today."
He doesn't know who Frederick Douglass is.
He's noticed that Frederick Douglass
he's
has been
doing more and more.
You know why? Because every time you turn around, it's a street named after Frederick Douglass. There's always a street somewhere named after Frederick Douglass. So if you're a president and you go into all these different cities and everywhere you go, it's a Frederick Douglass Avenue. Who is this Frederick Douglass guy? He must be doing great work. Right. I need to meet him. I need to meet this guy. I got to meet him.
Well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your front page news.
All right. Now, tomorrow, everybody heading out to Houston for Super Bowl. You can join us live. We're going to be at Prospect Park broadcasting live. That's 3100 Fountain View. I know a lot of you are going to Houston for Super Bowl. Everybody that lives in Houston, you could come hang with the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning.
We're going to be out here.
Fountain View.
That deal finally went through?
Yeah, it finally went through.
Too late. I won't be there.
Yeah, well, Angela Yee and I will be there.
We'll be broadcasting live. So you can come and hang out with us.
Right. So we ain't going to have food.
We're not?
I don't think so. I think we're just going to be a chicken.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we got food for the people?
Why would you just say that?
Because we don't ever have anything
because
for anybody.
Say it again, MB. We don't never have nothing for nobody because corporate don't back us like
every
that.
Every time we broadcast somewhere live, we always have food.
No, tell the truth, MB. Shame
That's
the devil.
That's not true.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Yes, we always
don't
have food.
Don't get scared now. It's Black History Month. Make a stand.
Well, there will be food. We'll be taking pictures.
All right.
Well, Whatever you guys want to do.
We'll be taking pictures, but Yee's saying the
we
food.
We always give people food. Stop
Since
it.
When? When is always, Yee?
In Milwaukee, we fed everybody.
I don't remember
Everybody
that.
Eats, B. That's it.
How many people was
broadcast.
In Milwaukee? It might have been 10
in
people.
In Milwaukee.
It was not.
Only time I remember them ever having in food
Atlanta,
for us at any market was Alabama.
Atlanta.
Drop one of Clues bombs for the stations in Alabama.
We did a whole breakfast in Atlanta.
104.1 to beat.
We sure did.
Okay.
With Jeezy.
Mm-hmm. And Montgomery, Hot 105.7.
So we will have food. You come out tomorrow, we will have food. I don't know how much to get there early. 3100. Fountain View, yeah, we did.
Frank Ski had food in his restaurant. It was a restaurant. He better have food.
Well,
3100 Fountain View
for that.
Tomorrow in Houston. We'll be there bright and early, so join us. All right.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about this topic. 800-585-1051. Now, the question is, do you have to follow your mate on social media?
Now, I'm of the thinking that if I'm dating you, the first thing I'm going to do is follow you on Instagram and Twitter. But apparently, that's not proper protocol because my friends are all telling me they don't follow the person that they're dating on social media.
Why do I have to follow you if I see you all the time? If I'm with you every day and we go to sleep together, we wake up together, you my girl,
so
why
I can
do
double
I gotta
tap
follow
and
you?
Comment on all your pictures.
Yeah, you should follow your girl, your man, your wife, your fiance.
Absolutely. If you want to tell me I look good, just tell me in person.
But you if you post a picture, you could be like, damn, you look good.
Tell me in person.
I'm
we
at work, you at work.
Time.
I don't see you right now.
We don't
I want
to have
see
to have
if you
this
post
wall, call a phone between us. Nah, it's me and you.
Nah, all right, right now my wife posts something. I'm at work. She posts something with the kids. I'm going to leave a comment. Damn, my baby look good.
That's cool, but I'm going to tell you what's stupid. What's stupid is when your wife hands you the phone, you take the picture of her, she posts it, and then you like it. That's just dumb. That's I'm going to be honest with you.
That's just stupid.
That's just stupid. Let's be clear. That's just stupid.
I think it's cute.
You're a slave to your phone. That's just dumb.
Well, if my wife posts a picture this morning right now, I'm going to be like, baby, I like it. 800-585-1051. The question is, do you have to follow your mate on social media? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Pharrell, Jay-Z with Frontin'. Haven't heard that in a long time. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Laura
asking,
London was in that video, right?
Laura London, Frontin'. Yep. Mm-hmm. 800-585-1051. Do you have to follow your mate on social media?
No, it's not a prerequisite for me.
Like, so you don't follow your wife?
No, my wife ain't got no gram.
Oh.
That you know of.
If she do, I wouldn't tell nobody. But she,
but would you consciously say, I'm not going to follow this person?
I don't think it matters. Like
what if they have a private profile? Don't you want to see what's going on? What's the big deal?
It depends. If y'all just started dating, maybe if y'all just started dating, you might want to follow them. But if you've been with your mate forever, what's the point of following them on Instagram? Especially if you live with this person, you see them every day.
But it's different. Like I said, my wife posts pictures of the kids in the morning when they go to school. She posts pictures of activities when I'm not there. So, yeah, I like to see what's going on and like the pictures.
Shouldn't she be sending you those pictures first? Like if she had school,
but listen,
she taking
you guys are married. It's different. But let's say when you start dating somebody, do you consciously say, I'm not going to follow this person?
No, if you just started dating them, you need to follow them because you need to do some investigating. But if you know your mate and you with the person, it don't matter if you follow them on social media or not.
Because someone else told us that they didn't follow the person that they're dating in the beginning of their relationship because they didn't want to have that person follow them back and then get mad at things they were posting and check them and be like, oh, what you doing? Why did you post that?
So now that you've been together with the person a little longer, you're investigating.
I don't know.
I think a lot of times, especially if you don't live with your mate or your mate may live somewhere else, you probably follow them just so you can keep tabs on them. But if you know that you see your mate every day, you go home to them, you wake up to them, you don't got to follow them on no damn
social
media.
Well, I'm following my man on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat.
Okay, everything.
Vine. Hello, oh, it's not around anymore.
Hey, what's up? This is Rich out of Vibe Beach.
Hey, Rich, do you follow your girl?
Yeah, of course I do.
How long you been with her?
I've been with my girl since high school, and we're married now.
Damn, you don't trust her.
No.
Following somebody doesn't mean you don't trust them.
We just follow each other because we've been following each other, but right. That doesn't mean we know what each other's putting up.
Yeah.
What? That don't even make no sense.
So I'm a photographer, and I'm always posting up pictures that I take, and my wife has no idea what I do.
She don't
like,
get...
I'm like, yo, I just went to this show. I just took these photos, and she's like, oh. She has no idea.
Oh, okay.
And then she don't even post up anything anyway. So it's like we follow each other, but there's not much to see.
Okay.
Got you.
No secrets.
Hello, who's this?
This is Slim from Boston.
Hey, Slim.
Slim thick with your cute ass.
Do you follow your man or your woman?
I don't follow my man on social media, especially not on Twitter, and I don't want him to follow me
on
Twitter.
Tell me why though.
Because if you follow me on Twitter, it's just going to create a cloud of doubt in your head. You're always going to be like, oh, she said... Like, what did I do now? No,
first of all, you can't curse.
So he's going to think that everything you write is about him.
Yeah, he's going to think that everything I write is about him, and I'm just tweeting.
Well, just tweeting, Slim. Let me ask you a question. Why are you tweeting things like F Negroes if you in a relationship? You tweeting like a single woman.
No, I'm tweeting because at this moment, maybe I thought about something that happened 3 years ago, and I'm feeling a way about it.
But why would you write that if you're in a good relationship now?
Word.
Because I'm just like, you know.
Because women are crazy. Just say. Because women are crazy.
We're not crazy. We feel how we feel at that point in time, and we're going to tweet about it. Like, why do my tweets have to be dependent upon my relationship?
But now let's keep it real. Sometimes your tweets are about him.
Sometimes they are, but then.
Okay, all right.
Out of doubt. He's going to have to differentiate.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Slim.
You tweet F and F niggas, and I see that tweet, I'm thinking it's about me. When you get home, it's a problem.
So if he requests to follow you, are you going to deny him?
No, I mean, he's just going to have to lurk.
I might block him and unblock him so he can't follow me, but he's just going to have to work.
Oh, my gosh. Swear, Slim just gave the best example of why you shouldn't follow your mate on social media. Oh, my goodness. I ain't got time for this craziness.
800-585-1051. Do you follow your mate on social media? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Black Beatles, Ray Sherman. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're asking, do you follow your mate on social media? I don't see a problem with it.
You and Gia follow each other and comment.
Absolutely.
But I'm meaning a new in the beginning of a relationship. I had a friend that she would block her boyfriend all the time. Like if they got in an argument, she would just block him.
Well, I mean, that young man called up earlier and said he's been following this woman since high school. I mean, I don't follow my wife on no social media.
But she don't have social media.
She damn sure don't.
So you can't follow her. But she's not really an option.
Even when she did, I never used to follow her. I just don't care. Like, if you live with a person, if you could wake up with a person, go to sleep with a person, what's the point of following them on social media?
Does she look at your page ever?
Probably.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Joseph from Houston.
Hey, Joseph, do you follow your mate on social media?
As of right now, I do. But I know if I were to leave, she'd get mad at me, so I'll have a talk later about it. But I honestly don't think I should have to follow her because I talk to her every single day. So
you don't even want to follow her?
I'm not a Facebook person at all, so, I mean, I have no reason to follow her. I mean, I have her on my phone. I can text her whenever I want.
That's what I'm saying.
Every morning, I text her good night every night. So, I mean,
don't you follow her like you follow your friends?
I mean, yeah, but not by choice. I know if I were to delete her, I have a good start talking to.
But I don't understand. That's your friend, too. Like, you follow your friends because they might post something cute that you might miss and you want to like it or comment on it.
But
wouldn't you follow your girl the same way?
But I don't go to sleep with my friends or wake up with my friends.
It doesn't matter, but a lot of the little stuff you don't talk about throughout the day.
Exactly. Tell them. And also, I have one question for y'all, if y'all don't mind. I live in Houston, so are y'all going to have food there or not?
Yes. We are going to have food. Do not listen to me. We always have food.
Bro.
I don't know.
Based off our track record, I don't know.
We will have food.
All right. That's you saying it. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, Envy? It's your boy, D. Crom. You already.
What up, bro?
You already
what? Why do niggas say that?
You already know.
You already what?
Don't start with me, Charlamagne. What's good, darling?
You already?
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, you and your spouse or you and your girl or man or whatever should, you know, follow each other. I think it takes the fun out of it. You know, I think I think whatever that goes against you, if you like something, you know, I might not agree with it. And it's going to reflect on both of us because we're a couple. So whatever you do will reflect on both of us. I totally agree.
So. No. You heard what Slim said. Slim said she be tweeting stuff and don't even know why she be tweeting. And then you and your guy get arguing over something that don't even got nothing to do with nothing.
You know what the worst is? When your boyfriend is corny on Twitter and he be writing stuff trying to be funny and cool.
And it ain't funny?
And you're
still gotta like
who
it?
Is this person? You don't even act like this in real life.
Nah. See, I love following my wife. I love seeing the things that she does. Like, if she goes to the nail salon and get her feet done and she posts her feet, I'm gonna be like, oh, look at my little baby's feet. But she ain't gonna send me a picture of her feet. These are certain things that she does that I just enjoy. I love looking at her page. That's just me.
But you know what her feet look like.
So?
Okay.
You only posting that because you like, hey, this is a reminder, these are my feet.
That's
okay,
right. I'm telling everybody, these are my feet. Don't slide in no DMs. They're my feet. Will always be my feet. And I'm extra petty, like Chris Brown.
That's all that is, a reminder that these are my feet.
Goodness gracious. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is social media has created jealous behavior over illusions. So don't invite that into your life. Just like Slim said, she be tweeting stuff that don't got nothing to do with nothing. So now your mate is questioning her about that. Who got time for all that?
Well, my moral of the story is follow and double tap.
I'm the same way. All right, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Big Sean and what he has going on this weekend. Also, Kanye. Who's ready for Yeezy Season 5? Hello? Anyone?
All right. Kanye's a Trump supporter. I thought y'all was boycotting all Trump supporters.
I don't have nothing Yeezy, so.
Y'all so hypocritical. Let's talk about it. I can't wait to make y'all feel bad about this one.
I think I got my Yeezy sneakers on today.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Rumors in the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Fake Love.
If Drake think that he getting surrounded by fake love now, wait till he go to Houston this weekend for the Super Bowl.
No, that's right.
Don't get me wrong. It's people in Houston who got love for him, but it's going to be a lot of fake love in Houston this weekend.
Absolutely.
Hear me?
And we're going to be out there. The Breakfast Club will be out there tomorrow morning. We're broadcasting live from Prospect Park, 3100 Fountain View in Houston. Again,
come join
3100
us.
Fountain View. And Angela Yee says there's breakfast.
Yes, we'll have breakfast.
Are you confirming it?
I'm confirming.
You sure?
Yes, we are going to definitely have
I don't know why
you co-signing
this. I don't know what about the Breakfast Club's history makes you think it's going to be breakfast. Ain't no breakfast in here now.
Every time we broadcast live somewhere, we always have breakfast.
That ain't true. That is not true. That's not
even
remotely true. Right. Every time. I can think of three times there was breakfast. Alabama, Birmingham.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. What else?
Atlanta. It was Atlanta.
That's because we was in a restaurant.
Yeah, but it still provided breakfast for people.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Skip Bayless.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell has written a diss track about Skip Bayless. It's called Shrimp Bayless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy, exactly. And if you want to hear a little snippet, here it is.
Shrimp Bayless, I've been hearing you lately. You love Jerry way too much. You acting like y'all related. I got the Hall of Fame waiting. I'm the best and you hate it. I don't know why you hating. I don't know why you hate me. Probably because my name is mentioned close with some of the greatest. Then they talk about patience. You close to testing my patience. You say whatever for ratings. I'm not blind. I can see it. You say I'm just an average running back. No way you believe it. You talking down for no reason. Talking down for no reason.
Please, fart on those bars.
What did you think?
That's fart horrible. On those bars. Fart. Keep the ass gas going. Ass gas. Louder. Louder. Act like you had some milk and you lactose intolerant. That was trash.
You didn't like it?
Come on. Stop it.
All right with the farts.
Well, stop Skip it. Bayless.
No, you should tell him all right with the raps. That's what you should say.
Skip Bayless actually enjoyed it. He thought it was pretty good. And he also says that he might be doing something in response.
Well, Wayne might get a text from me a little later today. I'm going to ask him if he could have my back in the way he could have my back, which is way better in another diss track than obviously I could do.
The worst thing Lil Wayne could do right now is side with that white man during Black History Month against another brother. Don't do it, Wayne. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it.
All right, Big Sean is going to be launching 4 pop-up shops in major cities. These are the I Decided pop-up locations. And those major cities are going to be New York City, Los Angeles, Toronto, and Detroit, of course. So that's because I Decided is going to drop midnight. What's today? Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, midnight on Friday.
Today's Thursday.
Hey, man, listen. We've been out of it for the past 2 days.
I don't know where I've been.
I don't know.
I feel the same way you feel. Today is Thursday, though.
All right, so you can get some limited edition Big Sean merchandise that's inspired by his upcoming album. There's going to be stuff like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, bombers, and the prices are going to range from $30 to $200.
I'm interested in hearing Big Sean's album. Big Sean be snapping. Big Sean gets better and better every time I hear him rap. I want to hear Big Sean's new album.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Kanye West is going to be returning to Fashion Week. Remember Yeezy's fashion show last year? It was a bit of a mess.
Yeah, people were passing out and all that in the sun, I remember.
It was a little bit of a mess. The show didn't go too well. It was on Roosevelt Island. Well, all we know about this year's Yeezy Season 5 fashion show is going to take place February 15th.
Ooh, watch all these hypocrites come out on February 15th. All these people saying that they boycotting Trump supporters. Watch them be hypocrites on the 15th and go support Yeezy.
At 5 p.m.
Ooh, you hypocrites. I can't wait to see y'all.
Has anybody in here ever been to a Yeezy fashion show? Charlamagne
went to one.
I went to one once.
Did you ever go?
I never went.
I've never been. But we'll see what he does this year.
Not my scene.
I'm sure he's going to try to outdo himself yet again. All right. And Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We know he's a little bit behind in child support, about $1.3 million. A judge has sentenced him.
A little bit behind?
Him.
That's a lot.
How many kids he got?
It's for 2 kids.
That's all.
It's for 2. He hasn't supported his 2 kids.
He must have never paid anything.
To Stevie J, he even admitted in court that he hasn't supported those 2 children.
What do you mean don't support? Like, was he taking care of them but not paying actual child support payments to the courts? Or he just wasn't in their life, period?
I don't know what he was doing. I know, I guess the mom went to court to get child support. He wasn't even paying that. Now he owes $1.3 million. He was in court. He admitted he wasn't supporting his kids. But he did say he is a changed man. He said, I'm not what I was 20 years ago. The careless, reckless, stubborn, and cocky know-it-all. I accept full responsibility for not fully financially supporting my children when I was younger. He said, I've stepped up to the plate now. I fully support my children, not only financially, but they are the closest individuals to me. He said they both work on his new show, Leave It to Stevie, with him. And he just wants to not go to jail, basically. So he did get sentenced to 3 years probation and $1.3 million in restitution payments.
What's that mean?
He's got to pay that money. Yeah. And he's on probation.
They said if he pays it off before the 3 years, they'll take him off probation. So he got to pay it in 3 years. Is that what they're saying? $32,000 a month?
Well, I don't know how that's going to work, but we just know he has 3 years probation and $1.3 million in restitution payments. So, all right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donk to?
Listen, this is the first time this man has gotten donk here today, but we'd like the second in command of the Legion of Doom, Mike Pence, to come to the front of the congregation. Uh-oh. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Okay.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Hey, well, donkey of the day for Thursday, February 2nd, goes to the Vice President of the United States of Apprehension, Mike Pence. Oh, yes, he is one of the leaders of the Legion of Doom, at least on paper. He's the second in command, even though really it's Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and then Mike Pence. But on paper, Mike Pence is the number two. This man is a man who believes in conversion shock therapy for gay people. If you don't know what conversion therapy is, it's a psychological treatment or spiritual counseling designed to change a person's sexual orientation from homosexual or bisexual to heterosexual. They can make a crooked line straight, so they say. What they do is they take jumper cables and connect them to a car and then connect the other cables to your balls and then they try to shock the gay out you.
What?
If that don't work, they attempt to do an exorcism, throw holy water on you, and pray the gay away. If everything I just said sounds like some BS, it's because it is. But that's what conversion therapy is, some BS. But that man is our vice president and clearly a man who believes in conversion therapy for gays has absolutely no empathy for what somebody is going through, because if you don't respect a person's sexuality, then you probably don't respect nothing about that person, period. If you believe in conversion therapy, that means you think something is wrong with that person. And if you think something is wrong with a person because of their sexuality, then you probably think something is wrong with a person because of their race, their gender, their religion, and whatever else they have going on that's not like you and yours. Well, Mike Pence's lack of empathy was on full display yesterday when he tweeted out, "As Black History Month begins, we remember when President Lincoln submitted the 13th Amendment ending slavery to the states. Hashtag National Freedom Day." Now, I posted that on my IG yesterday, and a lot of people started saying that was a fake tweet. Listen, kids, I understand the world we live in full of alternative facts and fake news, but you got to do a little research. All you had to do was click on Mike Pence's Twitter page, @VP, and you could have saw the tweet for yourself. In contrast, when I posted a fake tweet yesterday of our celebrity-in-chief, Donald Trump, saying, "Black History Month starts tomorrow, so let me start the right way by sending some bottles to Charlamagne," a lot of people thought that was real. We have a lot of work to do in our community, but we're going to get through it, okay? I won't allow y'all to be misled, so follow me. Now, back to Mike Pence. Now, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. We can debate. But Black History Month, also known as African American History Month, is an annual observance in the United States, right? Also in Canada and the United Kingdom, if I'm not mistaken, okay? It's for the remembrance of important people and events in the history of Black people. Okay, all right. National Freedom Day is a United States observance on February 1st, honoring the signing of the 13th Amendment by Abraham Lincoln to the U.S. Constitution. President Lincoln signed the amendment outlawing slavery on February 1st, 1865. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like these are two totally different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Black History Month is a time to praise our best and brightest. It's about learning about us and teaching about us. It's a celebration. Last thing we need is Mike Pence at the beginning of our month is a reminder that we used to be slaves. Okay. We know this already. All right. The reason you want to keep reminding us of slavery is because you want us to never forget that's what we were. And more importantly, you want some of us to still feel like we are there. That's why Hollywood has no problem greenlighting a slave movie, because they love to keep the image of us being oppressed and victimized fresh in our mind. Okay, that's why the greatest slave movies ever, in my opinion, was Django and Birth of a Nation, because Django and Nat Turner refused to be victims. One was fiction, one was nonfiction, but the story of revolution and liberation is all the same. Don't fall for Mike Pence's BS. I don't care what nobody said. That was a strategic tweet meant to keep their foot on our necks and remind us of what he would still like us to be. Please give Mike Pence the biggest hee-haw, please. All kind of things you can talk about during Black History Month.
Right. Crazy.
All kind of people you can celebrate. You don't have to keep that harsh reminder of slavery fresh on my mind, sir. Okay? And listen, don't let that devil rain on our parade. Black History Month is a celebration. I don't like talking about problems without talking about solutions. I was actually building with Angela Rye. Drop on the clues bombs for Angela Rye.
Mm-hmm.
I was building with her yesterday, and she had a great idea. You know the movie Hidden Figures? the story of Katherine G. Johnson mm-hmm. and Dorothy Vaughan, Mary Jackson, the three black women who worked at NASA. We didn't know that story. So what we need to do every day during Black History Month, and even when it's not Black History Month, is we need to focus on a hidden figure. You know, a hidden figure from...
Find all these stories that we don't know about.
A hidden figure from your state or your city, your town. Like a black person who contributed to the community, did great things that we may not know about. They teach us about Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, but we know about them. But what about those hidden figures, okay? We need to see that to remind ourselves and the Mike Pences of the world that we are and have been more than slaves.
All right.
Yeah, so you should do that on your Instagrams and social media and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can thank Angela Rye for that one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey of the day.
Absolutely.
Now, when we come back... That was Fabulous into you. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Caleb.
Okay, Caleb, what's your problem?
So I was dealing with this girl, and, like, we had a vibe. I met, I got her number, and, like, I was trying to chill with her. I chilled with her one time, and then after that, I didn't hear from her, and then she had told me, like, she had a surgery. So I'm like, what kind of surgery you had? She told me that she had an abortion. So, like, I really like her. I still chill
with
her.
Wait, she has surgery or she has a boyfriend? I don't understand.
What kind of surgery?
No, she had a surgery, and it was an abortion. That was the surgery.
Oh, an abortion. I thought you said a boyfriend.
You got to speak clearer, bro.
Abortion ain't no surgery.
My fault, man. Right. I'm sorry.
So, wait, it was an abortion because you got her pregnant?
No, somebody else got her pregnant.
Okay, she's not very safe. All right.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know if I should continue to deal with her just off the trust factor, but, like, she told me that.
So, all right. So you said you chilled with her one time?
Yeah, before that. But, like, it's been, like, this was, like, November. So
that one time, when you say you chill with her, what does that mean? What does that translate?
Nah, that was the first time I chilled with her. And then after that, she was not trying to chill with me. So I thought I did something wrong or whatever. But then, like, when we got up later in December, like, so we chill all the time now, like, since December. But mm-hmm. she told me she had an abortion, but I don't know if I should still deal with her just off the trust factor.
But what's the trust factor? You only chilled with her one time.
No, I have chilled with her more times since then. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. After the one time.
So she got pregnant before she ever chilled with you or during?
Yeah.
He ain't never smashed.
You crazy. I'm smashing now. That's why I'm just like, I don't know if I just smash on her.
Listen, first of all, I'm going to tell you why it's irrelevant, Jesus, Caleb, that you're even asking me this. Because if you like her, you like her, and you're going to hang out with her regardless and continue to do that. Yeah. So you're concerned about something that happened before she was with you?
Kind of, because it was, like, kind of iffy, like, you know what I'm saying, when I chilled with her the one time, and then
but
was, like...
She never had even been with you. That's before...
I mean, yeah, but still, like, she... I don't know. It was weird. You're right about it was before me, but
yeah, he's in love with a jump off.
So I don't understand. I mean, I'm just confused about what your question is. So the girl had an abortion. She told you about it. She didn't have to tell you, right?
What's up, man?
And this was before y'all had ever been anything. So what did she owe you?
Yee, he's a sucker. She's a hoe. That's all we need to know.
Nah, man. I just want
gently down the screen. Merrily. Because a hoe is what she sees.
She told you, don't call her a
hoe.
We
don't
know what the circumstances were of her situation. A lot of women have had abortions.
Oh God. All right.
Yeah, but like, I mean, she was honest with me about it, but it's bothering me because, like, you know, I don't know if she still deal with this dude or whatever.
So why don't you ask her?
Oh, Lord, I want to slap fire.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. This is not your girlfriend, right?
Nah, we just like... that's what I'm saying. I don't know whether to take it to that level or just keep it out.
Well, I don't know if you even have that option. Do you think she wants to take it to that level with you?
Yeah.
She was just
pregnant.
That's
what I'm wondering. That's what I'm... Huh?
She was just pregnant by another man.
He's in love. Leave him
alone.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, damn, I like her. But since she was just pregnant by somebody else, should I, like, make her my girl or just keep her, like...
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Were you having sex with somebody else before you guys got together?
Was I? No.
You said no. You haven't had sex with anybody else before her?
No. Nah. Not, like, in a few months, probably.
Okay. Listen, at the end of the day, if you like the girl, you like her.
That's
she's going to be your girlfriend.
That's
girlfriend.
It.
She didn't cheat on you, right?
Nah.
She didn't lie to you about anything.
I mean, she was keeping it in the dark. That's like...
Well, I wonder why, because now look at how you acting. She kept it in the dark, because look at how you are. You're judging her.
Yeah.
Men wife hoes every day, B. Okay? Kanye with Kim right now. This they third marriage. Okay? They good now. They got two kids.
Charlamagne, I thought we did so much better after the Women's March. We had Angela Rye up here.
That is true, Charlamagne.
And now you're just calling girls you don't even know a hoe.
Listen, I'm calling this woman a hoe based off the circumstances that I just heard. Okay?
Do you know the guy that she had sex with?
Nah.
She had sex with somebody before she even got with him.
Like, I don't care about that.
That was before him.
So if you don't care, why are you calling? Go be happy with the girl.
This is not Ask Charlotte. This is Ask Ye.
It's going nowhere for no reason.
Look, you're going to be with her anyway.
That's
you
it?
Like her too much, period.
All right.
She didn't lie to you. She didn't deceive you. This was before you.
You're right.
Good luck, bro.
Sheesh.
Thanks.
Ye's right, though. I'm trying to change my rhetoric, but goddamn, man. Like, Jesus Christ, he's a sucker. She seems to be.
There you go.
Why? Okay. She wasn't sleeping with both of them at the same time.
That's what it sounded like to me just now. But it's not the point. If you want to be with the girl, be with her. Who cares what
this
her path is?
Ask Ye, not Ask Sean.
But everybody got a path. Be with the girl, man.
We don't want to hear from you.
Shut up.
Ye, what do you think he should do?
I already said what he should do.
Okay, well, there you have it. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
Goodness.
The Breakfast Club, good morning. We are so far. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Let's go to number two.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, what's your question for Ye?
So I wanted to ask you a question. I wasn't sure. I started dating this guy, but legally I am married. We've been separated for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started dating this guy. I really like him. It's been like 2-3 weeks. And I just don't know when's the right time to tell him about my situation.
As soon as possible, because you don't want to keep on waiting, because then it's going to seem like you haven't been honest and upfront with him, because being married is a big deal. He needs to have that choice.
Right, definitely.
And you are separated, so you just let him know the situation. That's not something that you could bring up months down the line, because then how's he going to feel?
True. So also, too, like, when do you feel like it's any of my ex-husband's business? Like, do you feel like he should also know?
No. Does he tell you what he's doing?
No.
That's not his business. Y'all are separated for a reason, right? Are you planning to get divorced?
Yes.
Are you still messing with your ex?
No.
Not at all? So then why would you think you have to tell him that you're dating? He should hope that you are.
He doesn't. He still wants to be with me.
Are you leading him on? Are you letting him think that perhaps this could work out?
No, we have a daughter together, so he's still co-parent.
Yeah, you definitely have an obligation to say right away that you are still legally married, but you are separated. And you guys don't live together or anything, right?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, just explain that to him. But the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem, honey.
All right.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you can call at any time. Now, Ye, we got rumors on the way?
Ooh, there's some rap beef going on. We'll tell you who dissed who on this record. It's pretty harsh.
Okay.
Is the right word, I guess.
All right, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Follow you, say what's up with you.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Mine is the BS. Life's great.
Okay.
You hear me?
There's a lot of BS, though.
It's all right. We hold them shake through the pressure. This is nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Dolph.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Ye. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, I don't know what is going on right now. I think we all knew that Young Dolph and Yo Gotti don't really get along with each other necessarily. But Young Dolph is really letting us know in this new song that he put out. And it's called Play With Yo Bitch. Okay? Here is... I have a couple of snippets. I guess this is kind of how the beef started.
Okay.
You went from my biggest fan to my biggest hater. Begging me to
sign with you, but I had too much paper.
Facts.
Still that same nigga that used to front your big brother.
Facts.
Found out he a bitch too, now I call him your big sister. Bitch, you still that same nigga that was beefing with an
outfit. But you a gangster though.
I cannot take you serious. They said them big ass new suits on your team earn your draw.
What?
They say you make them pussy ass nigga and call you boss.
Hell nah.
But they can't call you king.
Why?
Because that's dope.
Who are you talking about?
Yo Gotti.
Guys, it's Black History Month, and this is what we doing? What is y'all doing?
We're letting you know what's going
release
on.
Release this in March, Young Dolph, not now.
Young Dolph also posted a picture that is, I guess, the artwork for this song.
Yeah, this is a little far.
And if you ever vote TV, you can see what that artwork looks like. It's a missed call.
Ho Gotti, baby mama, missed call 24. Now, and just to play white devil's advocate,
oh boy,
you can put anybody's name in your phone.
Of course you can.
We know that. We're not saying that.
We're not saying it's true.
That's a real.
Oh, okay. There ain't no proof or nothing.
No.
Yeah. I think he's trying to say, you know, call Yo Gotti Ho Gotti, and at the same time show that his baby mom called him 24 times. That's just another stab with the artwork. Now, here's some more of Young Dolph.
Don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your
matter
bitch.
Of fact, when I fucked her, she told me you a bitch.
For real.
And tell that old nigga from my hood with you that he a bitch.
He don't get away.
You make the city look bad. That's the truth.
Damn.
Oh, I get be in North Memphis more than you. I shot my first 20 videos in my hood.
Trap.
You a pussy. I heard they never see you in your hood.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
I don't want to hear that noise.
It's crazy because I really like Young Dolph and I really like Yo Gotti a lot, too.
I think
it would be so powerful if they made some songs
exactly
together, but it doesn't look like it's going
to happen. I like both of them,
too. We got too much going against us right now in
those
America
are both
for Young Dolph to be coming at Yo Gotti like that. Like, y'all need to squash whatever little pettiness that is.
Now, if you're
it's been going on for a long time, the little pettiness.
But nobody's ever put out, they haven't done this blatant with it.
Now's not the time, Young Dolph.
I wonder if something in particular just happened. If you're Yo Gotti now, what do you do?
Nothing.
What's the next move?
Nothing. Somebody got to be the smarter man in this situation and rise above the BS. It's too much going against us right now in America for them to be sounding like
and
that.
And Memphis is crazy.
Yeah, Memphis ain't butt so big.
No, Memphis is crazy.
But y'all like the diss tracks, right? You guys like that as part of the music business.
Yeah, I like the diss tracks when you could tell it's just music, but this is not just music.
I don't feel
when
it
when you
right
start
now
talking about the baby moms and all that, it's not going to be music.
I don't feel it right now.
Mm-mm.
I just don't, to be honest
but,
with you.
But, I mean, this happened with Nas and Jay-Z beef. This happened with Tupac. Well, that didn't end well.
Exactly. Tupac and Biggie dead.
They both dead.
Let's
okay, what are you
example
talking about, Angela Yee? And what is Black Youngster going to do? What does Black Youngster have
Man,
to say about all
listen
this?
Oh, you know he's going to say something.
Let me go look right now. All right, Lauryn Hill, she was 3 hours late for her performance in Pittsburgh. And according to some people that were there tweeting, she left her band waiting as well. So they were waiting there with a packed house, and she didn't show up for 3 hours. So that's the tour that she's on. I don't know what is going on that she is as late as she has been to many different places, but I guess if you're going to see her, just know that you might end up having to wait.
Why? I'm gonna wait to hear you do one album. Listen, I love Lauryn Hill, but I keep telling y'all over and over, we got to stop putting Lauryn Hill on this pedestal of musical greatness. She has one project, and she clearly don't respect her fans because she is never on time to concerts.
She's always late.
Always late. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
They
now
might have to start giving her the wrong time for the concert.
How about stop booking her?
Like, it starts at 7, but it really started at 10.
I'm surprised people are still buying tickets.
I'm surprised people are still
it's
booking
Lauryn
her.
It's Lauryn Hill. We love Lauryn.
I'm surprised people are still booking her.
That is crazy.
Come on, you got to just show up late yourself. Like, if you're somebody buying a ticket, like, I'm going
to
just go.
Yeah, the one time you show up late to a Lauryn Hill concert, she decided to be on time.
All right. Nicki Minaj on Instagram, she shared a picture of herself with Drake. So the two of them were photoed together. And then after that, Mac Maine put up a picture of the big three, as in Lil Wayne, Drake, and Nicki Minaj. I heard they've made a couple songs together already, so
I can't wait to hear.
Looks like the squad is back together again.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
What?
I don't want to hear about this ever again.
Oh, stop it.
Not even when she tell you that they're better as friends. This is exactly why you can't ever use your girl as a chess piece in a chess game. You just can't. That's what Meek Mill was trying to do, and Meek Mill ended up looking like the pawn in this situation.
Right.
Straight up. Like, he was using her as a big chess piece. Like, oh, I got Nicki. See? No, you
well,
don't.
Well, Drake said he's never performing back-to-back again, so I guess, you know, you just have to listen to it on Apple Music.
Charlamagne, I keep playing it.
Why you look upset, Charlamagne?
I am upset. I'm very upset about
we
this.
We just talked about diss records and how they're not good.
No, I'm not talking about the diss. I'm upset about this whole situation. I feel sorry for Meek just a little bit. I'm not just even going to lie to you. I looked at that picture
you
yesterday.
You feel sorry?
I looked at that picture yesterday and I screamed. I said, man, women, boy, I tell you. Wait, that's what I said to myself.
Now let's keep it real. This is business, though. And the only reason Nicki wasn't working with Drake was because of her man. Now she's single.
Back to business.
I'm with you, but I feel sorry that Meek put it in a different level. Meek was putting it in a different perspective. Like, he had her. Like, you couldn't tell Meek that wasn't his.
Well,
that
was his.
And now they broke up.
It was never yours. That's what guys need to realize. It ain't yours unless you put a ring on it and a couple babies in it.
First of all, you still don't own nobody, okay? It's just it is.
Well, she got
it's
my last name.
And she's still signed to Young Money and all of that. Well, so I mean,
the moral of the story is pray for Meek Mill. Single again.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right,
Meek
thank you,
deleted his Instagram because he don't even want to hear from y'all no more.
He didn't bring it back?
I ain't seen it.
My goodness.
I like to see Meek stuff. Yes, I want you think that's the first thing I did after I saw that picture of Drake and Nicki. That's the first thing I did was go to Meek. I said Meek about to put up something.
Oh yeah, that link
super stunty.
The link is
super
broken.
Stunty.
My goodness.
Ain't nothing super stunty. Come on, Meek. Don't let them see you down, bro.
All right.
Come back. I need to see a new car on the gram today.
Well, you won't right. see
I need to
down,
see some money
no
today,
Instagram.
Meek. That's
Stop
what I'm saying.
That.
Meek, come back, Meek. Oh. Don't let them do this to you.
All right. This guy's a jerk. All right, shout out to Revolt. We'll see